cows and goats. You milk goats too, a lot of them does. And I never did milk goat, and I didn't want any part of goat milk.
You ever tried drinking goat milk?
Yeah, one time, and I never did want no more of that. That's what I don't want no. It stinks to me. Them goats stink too.
They say it's good for you, but I don't mind.
What do you call the male cow?
That's the bull.
Any other names for him?
Well, not that I think of.
When you were growing up, did people say the word bull much, or did it sound kind of bad to use that word?
Say what?
The word bull.
Well, now it's according to where they was using it at. If they was talking about their cows out in the pasture or something, they had a nice bull out there, it didn't sound. But if they was using it in a conversation, and you maybe tell them something, they say bull or something like that, you know. It didn't sound nice. It don't sound nice that way. But if it's according to where you use a lot of things at. It's what makes the difference to me.
What would you call a little cow when it's first born?
Well, it's a calf when it's first born.
And if it's a female, it's a...
heifer.
And if it's a male?
It'd be a little bull, see.
And if you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you say she was going to...
springing. She was springing. She's going to have a calf, and they call it springing on a cow.
And the animals that you ride, you call those...
animals what?
That you ride.
Well, you know, they ride horses, but a lot of them ride everything, tries to.
What do you call the male horse?
Well, that's a stud horse.
Any other names for him?
Not that he's been marked. And the mare, the colt, she's a filly till she has a colt, and then she's a mare.
You say yesterday his horse? He got on his horse and he
rode him away or rode off or...
Okay. You say, I have never... What a horse.
I've rode horses.
If you couldn't stay on, you'd say you fell.
Yeah, if I couldn't stay on, I'd say he threw me. He bucked me off in there.
And say a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning. He'd say, I guess I must have.
Fell off in the bed, I guess.
And the things you put on the horse's feet, you call those?
Shoes.
Or the full name for them, you call them?
Horseshoes.
What about a game that you play with those?
Well, now that there's, I played that too. You drive a stob down, you step off so many steps, and then you try to ring that stob with that horseshoe. So you pitch, call it pitching horseshoes.
Do you ever see it played with rings instead of horseshoes?
No, not only in the shows. I've seen it in shows, but I never did see anybody outside playing it.
What'd they call it then, when it was with rings?
Well, I don't know what they call it in there. I don't know what they call it.
But
I've seen them playing it. I've seen them, you know, pitching it, them rings, at them stobs sticking up there. And then I've seen them pitching horses or dollars. Used to take silver dollars and dig a hole and pitch him silver dollars at that hole.
What about the part of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on? That's called...
the hoof. The hoof.
And in all, a horse has four of them.
Four hooves, four feet, four hooves.
And the male sheep is called...
the ram.
And the female?
Let's see, it's...
you.
Yeah, you.
And what people raise sheep for is...
what?
What people raise sheep for.
For the wool.
And... talk about hogs, when they're first born, you call them...
pigs.
What about when they get a little older?
Shoats.
About what size is a shoat?
Well, that'd be... I say they generally start in after weaning. After 6 weeks, they get to be a shoat. Because they call them weaning pigs, and then after they get about